morning on a Tuesday.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Thank you.
She is the good news. And it is a Tuesday installment of Not Necessarily the News. Unearthing the stories on a happy Earth Day, everybody.
Happy Earth Day!
That means you, planet Earth, watching worldwide across the globe on our Hank Facebook Live.
It's for everyone.
It's amazing what technology can do. Tonight's lead story, a little White House news. Of course, yesterday they had the big old Easter egg roll brought to you by everybody. It was,
I can't believe it.
Evidently a rousing success. All of the sponsorships that they sold out. As we mentioned, YouTube brought you the Bunny Hop stage. The Reading Nook was courtesy of Jeff Bezos. I mean, Amazon. I mean, the same thing. So it was nothing but probably evil books.
What about Blue Origin?
Instagram. Okay, Bezos. Instagram brought you the photo opportunities and everything like that. And it was a rousing success.
So special.
They actually say all this money is going to go to future White House events and just fund it forward on that stuff. So,
is it the best in history?
In other Washington, D.C. news, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem, she was eating dinner at a downtown D.C. restaurant this past Easter, Sunday night, and somebody came by and stole her purse, her bag, which included $3,000 in cash, makeup, blank checks, passport, keys to her apartment, medication, her driver's license, and her Department of Homeland Security access badge.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Yeah, the Secret Service launched an investigation into that. The Department of Homeland Security
took off. That's not supposed to work.
I feel scared.
MAGA!
So Billy Ray Cyrus and Liz Hurley shocked the world by going public with that secret romance. And everyone is wondering, KB, how did they meet? Well, it was the old-fashioned way. That would be on the set of the mega flick, Christmas in Paradise, back in 2022. Yeah, it was Christmas in Paradise.
Right.
The supermodel had apparently watched a lot of Hannah Montana back in the day because her son Damien was a big fan. And, well, she's also always had kind of a soft spot for Billy Ray. And uncertain how all this works because she lives in England and he lives in Nashville. And I'm glad that something here worked out well because
the locations, why we're confused
well,
why this how
not
this works.
Only that, but you know, the Christmas in Paradise, it only got an 11% rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, is that not a Hallmark movie?
I thought it was, but apparently it went to theaters.
Just went straight to video.
Well, it was supposed to go to theaters. It had Kelsey Grammer too, but you knew that.
New Hallmark film.
Thank you. Good night.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Billy needs to put down.
Speaking of things on the screen, they're going to have to watch him this time. The Academy, the Oscars, made a new rule that all Oscar members, this goes into effect because they just had the Oscars for the next one in the 2026 land. They will have to watch all of the nominated films in each category before they vote for the Oscars.
Whoa. And that's a new rule.
That is a new rule. Which explains, like, the last 20 years of the Oscars.
Thank you. Good night.
All right. What an idea.
So everyone's got a little bit of a vain streak, and John Cena, no exception. He made the tough choice to get a hair transplant. And after some online bullies, they were making jokes about him getting thin on top. Says there's no shame in it. He's got a problem. He's not going to go into details about who performed the surgery or any of that. It's just going to take a while to fill in. You saw him at WrestleMania over the weekend. In related news, he's also 47 years old, and these things happen. It's okay.
And he is your undisputed WWE champion.
for the 17th time.
Record-breaking, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be in Fort Worth, actually, this Friday in his jorts. He still wears jorts.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
He's bringing his new hair.
He's, by the way, you're falling for his trap. He's
what?
A heel now. He's a bad guy.
We hate him.
So all of those comments right there, that's all why he's spewing that stuff.
You know what?
To rile people up.
The right woman can totally change him. Yeah.
Okay.
He's just really misunderstood, girls.
Only Randy Orton can change him, and we know that. A guy who claims he was abducted by aliens shared his top signs that you may have yourself been abducted.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Philip Kinsella claims, he's over in the UK, of course, that he was abducted first in 1989, and he's been through this several times.
Dang it.
But at least he's helping us. Here are the top signs, five of them, that you may have been abducted. One, bumps under your skin. Yeah, you got to worry about that.
Check.
Nosebleeds, too.
Ooh, I don't have that. But it could happen at any minute.
Strange flashbacks.
Yeah.
Three. Missing time. Like you just don't know what happened.
Where did it go?
For like 4 hours every single morning.
Mm.
And then finally, psychic powers. But you already knew that one right there. Yeah. He had his own almost top 10 list.
So we're at 80%? Do you get the nosebleeds?
The truth is out there.
Somewhere.
And John Cena's a heel.
Finally!
Well, I'm sorry, folks, but Joe Exotic is off the market once again.
Yeah.
He has now tied the knot with Jorge Flores Maldonado. Okay. Announced the news on social media, saying that he's never been more proud of someone. And they both wore matching tuxedos for the occasion. Now, Jorge is from Mexico.
Yeah.
And but they spend the day, all day, every day, together. At the medical center, the federal one, right here in Fort Worth. And now Joe says the biggest issue is to get him asylum when they leave prison. But that probably won't happen for a while, considering he's serving 21 years for murder. And Joe is 62 and Jorge is 33. So really, it's just more proof that love can conquer all.
Yeah. Yeah. Billy Ray, Elizabeth Hurley, and now Tiger King.
There's so much love. Except for John Cena.
The world's in a beautiful place for Earth Day. They're trying to bring it back. So 11 years ago, Ice Bucket Challenge.
No, I don't. That's not.
Yeah, 11 years ago. And now a group of college students have got it trending again. And even the kiddo yesterday was like, do you know what the Ice Bucket Challenge is? And I looked, yes.
Yeah.
You were like seven.
Little, yeah.
And she said, oh, would you do it? I said, I have done it. I'm in radio, kid.
Will it flow?
We got buckets of all kinds. And then finally, Wallet Hub said yesterday that in their findings, Spirit Airlines has now been ranked number one overall for safety, affordability, and budget friendliness. Spirit Airlines, your number one airline.
Good job.
Has gotten that bad.
Waking up with KBN, Heather Lee, and Kevin.